Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
So we're doing Traveller, are we? 2300.
Yep.
Yes. And something
finished
all
something.
2001.
It
happened to Doctor Radish.
Last time was Doctor Radish's big adventure.
It was.
That was very exciting.
Went into what seems like it. You went to the. Hang on, I've got this written down. I've had this written down for so long.
Okay.
You went to the. That's on my personal log. That's the wrong place.
We got to our destination. In
maybe
the Pleiades.
I don't think it is in the Pleiades.
Antares. It is the Pleiades.
It is the star cluster of the Pleiades. Yes.
It's the Alcyon gravitic radiation anomaly.
Oh, that's right. Which apparently
I think
everyone knew about, except no one knew about it.
Is that the one, or is that a different anomaly?
Anomalies are there?
Showing off my beer.
The anomaly is a large area thing. It's not a single thing you can point a telescope at.
Is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay.
The Alcyone gravitational radiation anomaly is the collective term for a whole bunch of weird things that have been detected in observations of the Pleiades.
Yeah.
And they certainly are weird. Mm. I'm disappointed at that reaction. The whole reason I got this jam donut pale ale was to get a better reaction.
Well, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
I was just assuming from the colour that it was something vile.
Jam donut. Pump up the jam. Jam donut pale ale.
That looks like some kind of sherbet based, utterly lethal thing I would have purchased.
I'm gonna have
at the
to
suffer seven
through this bloody thing
in a corner
now.
Shop.
Yes, you're right.
And would then have bounced off walls for the following week.
I bought it entirely for the online reaction. It was limited, now I've got to drink the fucking thing.
It's even more limited once you've drunk it.
I could see myself eating a jam donut and drinking a pale ale, but I would want to eat something else in between.
Well, it's more efficient to combine the two.
You'd need not so much a palate cleanser as a full body detox between the two, really, wouldn't you?
Beware of more efficient, that way lies Huel.
It's very good point.
You see that all over the place now.
Anything that you have to label, no, this is food, honestly.
Anything that's supposed to be food but sounds like someone throwing up is not off to a great start.
This does seem to be quite a common reaction.
So,
right, what happened, Jim?
You got to the, well,
anomaly.
The part of the Pleiades you were investigating, and
there's been a whole lot of the flotilla going Friday's back and going forth on across in different directions.
It's been an extended period. I don't remember exactly how long, unfortunately.
We were the most
I was
expendable
listening to
vessel
stuff.
To get to, yeah. To get, well, closest to it.
The stutter warp started behaving oddly, as though it were simultaneously in an area of high gravity and not.
But it was. We checked the gravitational readings, and it's
as
not.
As far as you can tell, it's not.
Yes,
but there was something.
You weren't being accelerated towards anything, which is usually the diagnostic tool for gravity.
But it was causing the stutter warp drive to.
Oh, thank you.
That is quite cool.
It's ornate.
Was it like that before you put the jam donut beer into it?
It may awaken
hideous thing.
This jam donut beer is not very pleasant to drink.
Good Lord. You can't trust anything these days, can you?
No one could have predicted this.
Right.
I'm horrified.
And really, so you could make alcohol out of jam donuts. So that's carbs in.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be very sweet anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I guess you could have a jam donut where the sugar is fermented to alcohol.
Ferment, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Project for you. Anyway.
Okay. I mean, what are you going to bring next week? Like a choux pastry champagne?
I've got a whole stack of them down. There was 3 for 4. This was the best one, though. The others are more sense. I have got.
Why are they always on offer in a way that means you walk out with more than one of them? It's almost as if, Christ, how many have we got? Oh, I'll put it on a multi-buy.
I think I've got one called a Jiddler's Tipple Juicy Chug, which I bought just for the name.
A what?
Jiddler's Tipple, that's the brewery. Jiddler's Tipple Juicy Chug.
Okay.
But it is a NEPA, and I like a NEPA, so. Like it more than
I'm sure I've seen a film along those lines, but I was searching for tractors at the time, obviously.
Yeah. Rather than risk the entire fleet, the Entdecker went to approach more closely the, as far as you can work out, origin
sort of an event horizon
something
thing.
Basically, there were structures within the nebulae which were exhibiting this oddity.
Mm.
There are many of them. You've approached one of them.
Yeah. I seem to remember that there's not really very much to observe, but there's more like a pattern.
There's nothing to see. But
what happens?
Again, it was behaving like... And then we dropped a probe in on a tether.
Probes, eventually on tethers, and it didn't record anything. And it seems
specifically,
no time
it didn't record any time passing.
You also sent a bunch of photographic film-type experiments in, which had a variety of different temporal exposures when you brought them back out.
Yes.
There was also an unfortunate rodent.
Well, it wasn't alive. It's still alive, isn't it?
No.
Oh, no, but it was still alive when it came out.
It was when it came out, yeah. It was... Thank you, it's lucky stars.
Phew, that's the hard part over with.
Oh wow! I'm going to be welcomed back like
right.
a hero.
I was very humane.
I'm sure you were.
You didn't suffer at all.
But then, on the same basis that Entdecker was the most expendable ship of the fleet, Dr. Radish was then dangled into it.
But he was.
Well,
volunteering, wasn't it? I mean, you were keen. You were.
This was,
and you came out looking like your mug.
Part of the general stop the captain from taking the entire ship into the anomaly.
He was very keen on taking the whole thing.
Which was largely Jethro's scheme, to be fair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, so Dr. Radish went in and experienced some anomalous events. Time or light or both or space, all of the above, did not behave uniformly in the way they do in our normal cause and effect universe.
It's true. And there were strange possible structures of energy, like a sort of tree-type hierarchy. Not exactly hierarchical, but...
Yes, that rings a bell.
Distributing an impression thereof. And I think you had an impression of noises, which you couldn't record. I might have made that up.
I was recording my voice the whole
time,
we'll have to play back the recording and see what was actually recorded.
For completely blank recording, yes, you've established that.
Oh, that's right, there was nothing on it.
And you had the impression that towards the end there was a pattern to the fluctuations within this tree-like structure, and you tried essentially, repeating the same pattern in an attempt to communicate, and there did seem to be some form of communication happened, and then you saw everything simultaneously from all directions.
Now I want to do the joke where I'm going, burr, 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 but probably I did the same joke last time.
Don't think so.
Okay, I'll do that then.
But it wasn't recorded, therefore.
Okay, so, yeah.
Also,
that's the problem with our last one. I don't know how you listened to it.
You were winching in the cable, and it wasn't... bringing in cable, but the amount of cable that was outside the ship was not decreasing.
Yeah, we thought we'd got it made, didn't we?
Yeah,
we had an infinite supply of cable.
It turned out to be a perceptible amount of cable rather than...
Well, I remember the motor burning out, but it turns out the motor hadn't burned out. Is that right? Or had it when we got back?
I'm not sure, because in some parts of the recording, Roger's voice is incredibly soft and gentle, and it's hard to make out when other people are talking.
Well, I think the rotor wasn't burnt out when we got back.
What the people outside the ship perceived was an interval of maybe as much as half a second, but probably less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
After which, Radish's ship and Radish returned exactly as they had been half a second earlier, mm-hmm. with one crucial exception, which we'll come back to.
I remember that crucial exception.
But the ship has not used any life support supplies. It hasn't desynchronized its clock the way the probes did.
Mm-hmm.
It is as if nothing had happened.
Presumably, the metabolic stuff, like the amount of oxygen, has not recorded any notable mm-hmm. change during this possibly period of perceptual time rather than actual time.
Though I mean, Radish does remember breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I remember the motor burn. I remember things happening in there.
Yeah.
Are you calling me crazy? I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
I'm recapping your report, sir, Doctor.
The medical scan, I am that kind of doctor now.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered that I was suffering from. Oh, that's embarrassing. I'll tell you the medical term for the.
Rectocranial aversion?
There's a Latin name for it to make doctors sound clever.
Is it about chirality?
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Are my amino acids now reversed chirality? Because they don't work very well the other way around.
Yeah. You have checked. So the thing we noticed was that from our perspective, everything about you was reversed, including crucially the writing. And crucially, from a biological point of view, your organs. Everything seems normal?
Yes, I don't think you seem reversed to me. Is that right, Roger?
It's hard to be sure. I mean, it's not something you think about in the normal way of things.
Fair enough. Let me pick up a book and have a read.
Yes, yeah, if we have such things. Somebody's messed with this.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness.
You have to learn to read again.
Well, it's not that hard to read backwards writing, come on.
But the thing is, your signature is going to be backwards. How are you going to cash a check?
Your fingerprints.
If we're still using checks in the only country.
Well, apparently,
in the world,
we're still using books.
Probably in the US.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, things I suggest we should do, check his fingerprints.
Ah,
apart from
the
else, we may need to update crew records.
Fascinating. Mm. That's incredible.
And we should also check your biochemistry. And
yes,
your,
can we
what's
run
that
my
thing
molecular
about
biology DNA it, through a sequencer and see whether it's now
yeah, I was going to say,
isn't there
a thing about, what do they call it, reverse life? If you get something that's, I can't remember exactly what the feature is, it's got the exact opposite something, then it will probably be result in the extinction of all life because there'll be no defence against any... if there's a virus or something that can attack us, and it has that.
Quite aside from that,
slip through.
If your DNA was the other way around, your proteins wouldn't work properly. They would be the wrong chirality.
Never mind proteins. I would point out that glucose is a chiral molecule.
Okay, so it's quite important to find out whether I'm about to die or not. I think I probably suffered some metabolic problems already.
You will need a specialised diet.
Oh,
beer.
Sugar.
So biochemistry
not sugar, apparently.
So basically broken down to, like, small components?
Synthesized with 50% chirality.
Bloody hell.
This is not a challenge for the technology of the day.
Is this reversible?
Can we control Z, the Doctor?
I think if you could do that, you would have discovered it before now.
This is fascinating.
Look for the little fiddly flip command.
This is incredible.
But first, I think I will just have to speak for our absent security man here, you know, speaking as an intelligence agent. Is it actually the Doctor? How do we know? We've got something here which, as far as I can tell, in no way matches the Doctor.
I am the Doctor.
You're basically saying everything's different. Down to a, you know, an atomic level.
Well, do I not... Okay, well, that's a good point. I could be a perfect, imperfect mirror replica of the Doctor. And maybe
sent by Radish an alien still... force to infiltrate. Radish is therefore, you know, we presume dead. And
I don't think so.
Mentally probed.
I mean, I probably wouldn't tell you if that was the case. But that seems a bit of an oversight for an infiltration unit, because it's very easy to pick up. Do you not think?
Not if they're not aware of it.
I'm
going to
test. I will test something. Look out, Doctor! He's going for you. Check if he covers his kneecaps.
But if I was a perfect copy, I would presumably have Radish's memories and
you
believe
think you
myself
have
to be.
It depends on the extent of the cloning. You know, is it a being that has the knowledge of Radish, but not necessarily the instincts of a Radish?
You remember being a space bomb?
I do remember writing my down and out in my Mess and Titan novel.
By telling him some, some
jokes.
That's
a thing that nobody will know about.
that's impossible to prove.
We should genuinely do
even
some
your
psychological tests. Like,
yes,
find
yeah,
the kind of
happen.
Jokes that tend to make him laugh and see if he laughs normally.
And I will laugh evilly and stroke my Van Dyke, as you tell me.
Kill him.
Van Dyke, would you leave the room, please?
No, let me stroke him. I mean, I'm genuinely fascinated as well. I'm definitely on board with any tests, except up to and including the level of rat dissection. This is a fascinating conundrum. And it is...
Ooh, if we ask him to dissect a rat, does he do it backwards?
And he rubs his hands first.
Start off on the inside.
Do you know how warm it is inside a tauntaun? It's lukewarm.
All right, I'll give you that.
And a lot warmer than this room right now.
I was wearing jumpers at school while teaching, whereas normally I'm desperately wishing I could strip to my underwear and sweating buckets. So,
fine words for a teacher. I
would like to point out, I work in adult education.
I do. I suppose it is extremely possible to describe left and right. Is it notoriously impossible? But there may be some way to do it with chiral molecules.
We're on a ship, so do we follow the old naval
port and starboard? Yeah.
Little port.
Well, there are some three-dimensionally asymmetrical physical phenomena, like the electromagnetic effect.
So you'd have to resort to that. I just wonder if something has copied the Doctor, me, could it have been otherwise correct but mistaken, you know, in this particular...
Mistaken you for a person of importance.
Well, you can't really theorise... Well, I mean, obviously you can, but in detail, you have not got a theoretical mechanism for copying. Therefore,
no.
You can't really speculate much about it because you don't know what the mechanism might be in the first place.
Is the ship...
I mean, you could
similarly affected?
Presumably you could predict that... If they could copy you once, they could copy the copy and get it back to the original symmetry.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it would explode.
But at that point, are we into transporter territory where, philosophically, are you dead the moment you use it?
Mm-hmm.
So is he effectively dead?
Mm-hmm. Well, is the ship similarly affected?
If Radish is already dead,
or
we can
it...
stop his pay.
No, you just have to pay me...
Backwards.
I pay you.
Yeah. he's fine. We can leave him as he is.
Something we should probably do from a precaution point of view. Check him for...
I should probably be in quarantine, shouldn't I?
You should be in quarantine.
I think so.
Yes.
You are depending on how things operate in the current, current setup we have in Traveller, but I would assume you are riddled with microbial life forms, which have probably also reverse chirality.
I can produce a swab or a sample for you if you wish to check. I can do that myself.
Yeah, though, to me, it all looks the right way around. In case they are potentially dangerous to the rest of the crew.
So yeah, I mean, I didn't leave the ship, air, which should...
Right, that's not a problem.
Well, yeah. I presume you've taken me into the quarantine section?
I think so.
Well, yeah, probably, because let's face it, we've got Jethro, who's very, very keen on that.
You have done that before on other trips.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to check, is the ship similarly affected to me?
What do you mean by... Oh, you mean the
laterally inverse. Yes.
No.
Okay,
so just me. Did I take any other... I don't think I did take any...
Christmas cake.
How's my jam donut? Is that a similar river? Any foods that I don't suppose I would have taken any
Wasn't
food
that kind of examination?
Even your suit is unmodified. It is only your body.
It's just that I'm dressing on the other side now.
Indeed.
Yeah, the testicle's larger.
Is his microbiome reversed?
Good question.
Yes.
So do they? Well, I guess they feed off me. So as long as I'm nutritious.
Yeah, well, because obviously you need both from a crew safety point of view, but also you need that.
I would like a microbiome if possible. That's a good question. Would that then affect the immunity of the? Alluding to John's point earlier, would that affect immunity from any microbes from me to the rest of the crew?
Well, to some extent. I mean, a lot of the immune system works on protein matching, and proteins are essentially chiral.
Yes.
But on the other hand, you know, a bacterium that wanted to eat glucose might well not be able to digest it if it were reversed. Just
good
same
point.
As
so it might not be able to survive.
Yeah. So it's something we need to monitor closely, I think, but not immediate.
Well, why don't you drop a few rats in to breathe the same air as me and just double check?
Gradually become.
I'm not sure we're going to. Yeah, we're not going to leave a rat with you again after the last.
Well, you don't know. Just as long as it's breathing the same air as me, I don't have to go anywhere near it. I'm not going to ruin another rat. I'm not Prince Andrew. I don't know where that came from.
Among other crimes, yeah.
Well, one of Bayard's physicists is jumping up and down saying, I knew it, I knew it, we're still alive, that proves it. you have not been flip-flopped into antimatter.
Okay, so antimatter is not... okay. How is that... Okay, assuming I'm not a copy, and I don't think I am, but I accept the premise that it's possible... how else would that have happened? Is there any physical process? I'll ask my learned. I think I've learned from Roger's record keeping. I've got way less sciences than I thought I had. way more sciences than I thought I had. But anyway.
Less is more, man.
Is there any physical process that we're aware of to do that?
Give me a four, let's see. Physics or mathematics, anything of that sort.
Oh, I've got physics. Oh, lovely. 7, 8, and 10. 11.
Well, there is one obvious theoretical possibility, though there's no known practical means of doing it, which is being rotated through a higher dimension.
I see.
Hmm.
Now, does that mean...
So we'd have to replicate that, presumably, to get him back, if we want him back.
Well, I'm perfectly fine, Mason. I just need to eat specialist diet.
But it's not quite like being vegan, is it? I mean, it's...
you don't know just what the pentapods can get up to in terms of messing about with biology, but they're pretty good at this stuff. So they might well be able to design something to let you, for example, eat normal food, which would then be processed by special pentapod microflora.
Mm.
Okay, so long term I may be in trouble if we don't re-rotate me, but not necessarily.
Possibly serious, but not urgent.
So that does... I'm going to talk to the physicists on the ship. I mean, it is fascinating. That proves a number of... Well, not proves, but... is evident for a number of theories about dimensionality that we weren't hitherto aware of. That's what I'm going to discuss, the potentials with the physicists about, does this lend to more credence to superstring theory? I wouldn't have thought so, because it's a big pile of bullshit. But does it in this system?
You are just the sort of person who would walk in to consult with a specialist and say, now I realise your field is a load of bullshit, but I was wondering...
That's what happens when I talk to a nutritionist. Anyway.
I have to say, Mason, the physical evidence does tie in with the description he gave of that phenomena right at the end of his experience as described.
Well, maybe that experience what I experienced is what happens when you're rotated through a higher dimension.
It
mentally
gives, I think, some credence to the account for which we have no other... We have no hard evidence because nothing was recorded.
Was there a video feed or is that completely blank as well?
I don't think we got one, did we?
We
got anything, really.
Did you write anything physical?
I have no memory.
Continual web comics as you were going or something.
Do I remember going to... Because I was in there hours, wasn't I? Did I go to the toilet at all during that time?
Yeah, I mean, presumably using your suit facilities, but yes.
So is the waste product in my suit?
No, just as with the consumables, it's as if you hadn't spent any time out at all.
You experienced an enormous amount of things in possibly... The subjective experience appeared to be many hours, and your brain rationalised things like the apparent change in the time displayed, the amount of cable.
Sadly, you don't have a ship's philosopher.
But
he
thought
himself out of existence on the way over here. It is possible that the memories I have are the final moments of your radish, and I am now a replacement radish.
In a sense, that's arguably always true.
I mean, we are all, you know, every moment is a little death in a way. Sure, but
if you took your right anyway.
Not the little death.
Well, that would be nice. I didn't do that in there.
I don't think it would be if, you know, for people around you, if that was happening.
Not in space, certainly.
Can't again.
Well, in space, nobody could hear him.
I mean, what do we do with this information in terms of our mission? It's a marvellous experience if you've accounted with
us. But there's something in there. There's something wonderful.
Or that your brain interpreted as wonderful.
I mean, it's possible it was a near-death or actual death experience. But there did seem to be some... greater thing, something greater than all of us within there, or certainly bigger.
That's a common thing if people are near death or unconscious and they're convinced, you know, you get it with drug addicts, don't you?
Could I have been hypoxic at any point, Roger? I was only in there half a second.
Well, that's always a possibility.
But I wasn't in there long enough, really, to asphyxiate. Yeah. How long did you think I was in there? Half a second.
A few seconds, possibly, total.
That's not even enough to know.
You can hold your breath for longer than that. Even a relatively unfit and sedentary scientist can hold his breath for longer than that.
I've got quite a good engine.
If he had the chat, if he was... excuse me, if he was sort of alerted to it.
Well, let's look at the fact. We know there are phenomena there, because even before I went in, we have the weird gravitational effects. We had the probe unusual effects. And now it has produced a completely different effect, we think, assuming I am the person that went in, on a biological entity. So it's not mere hallucination, or it seems unlikely to be mere hallucination on my part. There probably is some kind of phenomenon that occurred in there.
You've probably assumed this, but I would have mentioned it. The rat was not reversed.
Right, yes. Okay.
A possible very speculative interpretation that by demonstrating possibly something like, you know, consciousness, awareness.
I think the word you're grasping for is intelligence. Thank you, Felix.
I don't know what this phenomenon might have been interpreting things as, but...
Jesus. All I'm looking for is a compliment, you know, to squeeze it out. Painfully.
Because you responded to the pattern of light, demonstrating awareness of your environment at the very least.
Stimulus response.
Then that might have been sufficient to attract...
Well, they didn't do it to the rat, Felix.
Well, precisely, and I'm thinking, you know, if we see something that intrigues us, our instinct is to examine it more closely, possibly manipulate it physically in order to examine it. It's possible that what happened to you because of that display of intelligence was
finally
being examined by a higher dimensional phenomenon entity.
I see, yes.
In the process of which you were...
Would you not be interested to do similarly with a probe or a rat?
Well, perhaps it was not sufficiently interesting. That's a very, very speculative.
Perhaps I myself was probed.
Hmm. What I don't know is what...
Sorry, it doesn't feel the way you felt after you met the Pentapods.
Very little things do.
Where do we go from here? What do we do with this information?
First of all, is it a danger to the mission? Only if we go.
You mean,
near
are
it,
you a danger to the mission? Know.
I may be. Maybe the best thing is to put me in there again.
That's exactly what they'd be expecting us to do.
It's all about Brer Rabbit, isn't it?
I mean, I'm fascinated. I'm already going to be one of the most famous men alive. So that's
no. We won't allow that. Don't worry.
Okay.
we'll preserve your privacy,
your anonymity.
No. How's the captain feeling about shoving the Entdecker through now?
Oh, remorselessly positive. I mean, you came out unharmed.
Well, that's not quite true, Captain. She's very, isn't she?
Yes.
She's why is she so keen on us going through?
You're the sort of person that becomes the captain of a ship on this kind of mission,
You've probably had a chance to look at her service record and stuff. That's all public information. She left the Space Navy, reading between the lines, because she was getting bored and they wanted to take her away from being in charge of a ship and put her onto desk duty.
Okay.
And so she joined the Scouts as a grunt scout.
And worked way up. Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's something you do when you're a... Lucky. Young and stupid teenager.
I wish I'd known this about the captain before we... I mean, I'm happy to go back in again. I do worry there is a risk for everyone going in. I don't know. I mean, we're here to examine the phenomenon. Why are we doing that? To advance science of humanity and to ascertain whether this is a danger to the mission and humanity. We haven't really answered any of those questions. We have got some theoretical groundwork to produce more theories of physics.
We could perhaps have done that if we'd been allowed to bring on the avatar of the enormous cloud godlike intelligence. I think that could probably have helped. But apparently we were trying to be extra cautious then. And now, if that's the way that we're going to be doing things, the cautious thing to do is to obliterate every trace of Radish, because he's potentially a threat.
Well, if that's a genuine suggestion, I'd rather you just dropped me back in there and I could, you know, spend
to report back to the home entity, eh?
Yeah,
now that they know that their kind can exist in our environment, clearly that's the reason why they do it. They get him, they create a reverse copy that's more like them, but is in... And, you know...
That's a point.
That's a good reason for them to do it.
Yeah.
You could be a guinea pig, or a frog if you prefer. Maybe a rat.
Guinea pig.
Yeah. If we were going for the, you know, purge everything approach, it would very much be a radish must be purged to the last molecule, not sent back home. There's a reason we're having this conversation while Jethro is being entertained in a different part of the ship.
Or restrained.
I'll be honest, Doctor. I quite like you.
Thank you, Phoenix. The Phoenix.
Not in the way of a friend or, you know, colleague, but more as a sort of amusing pet that sometimes does something we can put up on social media.
Over the year, I know we've had our differences, but over the years we've travelled together, I've come to regard you as people I met.
The ship's computer is just casually playing Invasion of the Body Snatchers on a screen in the background.
Excellent.
You're next.
So,
Again, I'm not really in any position to advocate what we should do. But I, if possible, I'd like to go back in. If so long as it's not anonymous, if I must be disintegrated, let me at least hand over my notebooks.
I mean, I was in the scouts for 8 years. I'm trying to think of reasons not to go back into
it. I mean, the captain, it's ultimately the captain's decision if she wants to push Entdecker through, but this is what happened to me. I'm not sure it's a great idea to have this happen to everyone on the end. Particularly if there is a chance that I am some kind of construct. Do we want to hand the Entdecker and everyone on it over to whatever it is that's in there and potentially have a copy coming out?
Yeah, I mean, even if it's not that, even if it's just the result of going in there, it's a, you know, something's happened.
Yes.
And it's the inevitable result of going. Do we want the entire ship's complement to be on a special diet for the rest of their lives?
It doesn't. Well, maybe we wouldn't, because then the Nutrimatic thing.
Yeah, but hopefully it's not. At some point. And I don't
the ship
think it's
was not reversed.
Oh, that's true. The ship was not reversed.
Yeah. So, I mean, the diet. If the ship goes through, we should make sure that people have the opportunity to opt out of this.
But then I suspect Jethro
the donor cards and will be out of date, for one thing.
Well, also, I'll be like, you can have my left kidney. That's not your left kidney, it's your right kidney. I've just caused too much confusion.
Other than...
No idea what to make of any of
that. Other than driving the Entdecker into this anomaly, is there anything else? I'm just going to work out.
Could send more smaller craft with humans on board.
That would make more sense.
And or you could travel to a different node.
It's true.
And do similar experiments.
I feel like we haven't finished with this node, but it would be interesting to know.
Do we go wide? Do we go deep?
How,
at this stage of the science.
I feel like we're here. We have a phenomenon that is far from explained. I don't know if we should just move on to the next one. How many of these nodes are there, Roger?
Oh, lots.
Many. Okay.
Double, triple digits.
I don't know if they're connected or if they're separate, so if they're likely to have the same effect or, you know, an infinite number of different effects.
I think it's certainly reasonable to consider if there are higher dimensions involved, they may be connected, you know, in some way
in
that
ways
we can't.
That we don't necessarily
they might all
see.
Be the same place. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Like Swansea.
Okay. Suggestion. My suggestion, humble suggestion, would be we at least go and look at the next anomaly.
Okay.
And see if it appears to be more or less the same sort of thing.
That's fair. How far is it, Roger, at our current cruising speed?
A few hours.
Okay. Well, yeah, then.
So before we go, then, do we want to see if putting Radish back in fixes him?
Well, I'm keen on the idea. I mean, that's also a good point.
We can take full scans and things now, so that we've got data. But then what? I mean, it's probably not ideal to have you the way you are.
Is it worth me going in... Well, I was just wondering whether we're going asleep. So I don't... Not subject to any of the consciousness altering. But then maybe I do need to be...
Communicate.
I wonder, there's some fascinating parallels with some of the wackier theories, quantum theories, where observation is required for a collapse of the waveform.
Possible.
But I would have thought an entity as large as a rat would be enough to... Anyway.
Maybe it shut its eyes.
Don't look at it, Marion. Oh, two little rats clinging onto each other. Keep your eyes shut. Don't look at it.
And then Big Anne comes down, picks up Marion and goes and dissects her.
Oh, God. Sorry, yes, oh dear.
I would be in favour of first doing a basic observation of the next node along and seeing what we get out of that before making any decisions on radish insertion. Sorry, radish reinsertion.
I should survive for the next, day or so, if nothing, probably much longer than that.
We're not really thinking about your survival.
Okay,
even if you took no special measures, you would not starve to death for 20 days, probably. Okay.
So we have got time to go and at least do some basic observations.
If I haven't made this clear already, I apologise. It is really, frankly, a trivial exercise for the molecular printers on board and Decker, never mind the ones on board Bayern, to produce the somewhat specialised chemicals that you now need.
Yes, I suppose I'm more, if there's some could something else happen along the way that we haven't considered? But I could have an aneurysm. Alright, well, let's head off.
Are you a threat to the ship in some way, but doesn't leap to mind, so it's going to be something unexpected, because that's what happens.
That's what the word means, isn't it? I don't know. Well, I'll leave it up to you guys. I'm happy for reinsertion or... But then if we want to probe that one, I probably shouldn't be the one to go in a new probe. I don't know. It's been a long day. I
advocate at the moment for simply observing the other one and see if the readings match. Because if it turns out the next one is something completely different... You know, each of these is a different phenomenon, then we have to think, well, is even the one we already saw stable, or is it going to be different in a few hours?
Oh dear, this has really grown on me, this jam donut one, actually. I'm quite...
Oh dear.
I recommend bleach.
So does Donald Trump. So let's move on to the next node.
Let's go. Let's do some further node scanning.
But I agree with Mason.
Okay.
We should check whether I can be re-reversed. Reversed? Reversed. Is that the same word as reversed? Yeah, it is, yeah.
Reversed again. Okay. Move on to a nearby node. Probably around the same star, because that's the quickest one to get to. And...
Are these like proto-stars, not fully...
No,
did you say there was something odd about the stars themselves?
These are nebula areas around the stars where the nodes seem to be located.
Okay.
On the approach, it seems to be behaving similarly, not exactly the same, but basically very similar. This one is perhaps slightly larger, perhaps the effect is happening a little further away from it. But you get the same gradual decay of stutter warp speed.
And nothing was coming out, was it? There were no
energy
or emissions of any sort.
Well, I wouldn't say none at all, because that would be complete blackness. But
that would be a thing in it. It wasn't a black hole, yes.
Mm.
Well, we wouldn't have been able to get you back out, would we?
Yeah, and it wasn't emitting, lots of high energy, invisible things, because I remember Roger saying specifically. Yeah.
What's that one? Is it Gateway, where someone falls into a black hole and they're still falling in forever? I think something like that.
Maybe
I'll have to read that one again. It's good.
Okay, so okay, these are potentially quite similar. That's a data point.
Okay, should we put some probes in and compare the data?
Should probably put some probes in, yeah.
Okay, well, to keep that relatively short, the unmanned probes behave very much as the last lot did. They do not pick up anything, or at least do not return anything from inside the zone.
Okay.
I'm not going to sacrifice another rat. I think we had.
I'm just picturing Dr. Radish looking at the rat and saying, "Tell me what you saw."
I don't know, in the same way, I just get things like, you know, I know he's killed the rat, but I just picture him and the rat sitting having a drink, just sort of there going, I don't know, I mean, they don't listen to me, everything's reversed, everything's backwards, but I feel normal, do you feel normal?
Squeak.
It's in the same way that I can only ever think of the captain as, for some reason, being played by Shane Rimmer, which is a bit unfortunate. And
Well, yeah, considering that she's a black woman.
And he's dead. So two elements there, not making the ideal characterisation, but, you know, he was a versatile actor.
So, do we send one person into this anomaly? Do we just take the ship in and see what happens?
Do we have any volunteers that would be interested in it?
Any rats available? I'm not really. I know it's not my call, but I'm not thrilled with the notion that we're constantly sending people in to something that we know is going to potentially have this this effect. You know, we're now aware of what might happen. It could be worse in the next one. It might be inside
fatal.
It wasn't for you, but it could be next time.
Captain. Look, she looks like she knows what she's doing. Why didn't she?
She wants desperately to go into this anomaly. So
did I. I'm on board with it. The other option is I go in again.
That's also so. If we take whole ship in, and you end up, we end up coming back reverse Chiron, but you're back to normal. That would just be a whole other
set. The trouble we've got is if we're trying to look at the effect it has on a person and we start with someone who is no longer recognisably human.
Steady on. I take your point. No offence taken. I know you intended none.
On a scientific level, arguably, yeah.
I couldn't have evolved on Earth in this manner.
Biology is completely different.
Well, not our Earth. Is it possible I have slipped into a parallel? Does this lend some support to parallel universe theories?
It's not me who's changed it. It's the entire rest of the universe. Yep, I can see some.
Isn't this Roy Thinnis in Far Side of the Sun?
It could be. It's not me. It's you and everything else in the entire universe.
I didn't crash land immediately. We didn't turn around and come back before we got there. This is the planet. And then kills himself driving into a mirror or something.
I'm not driving into a mirror.
It's a while since I've seen it.
That classic low budget film ending of, well, we've got enough reels now.
Yes. We now have a completed film.
Speaking as a former scout, I very much want to take the ship into this anomaly. However, I do feel I should point out that not that long ago, I said, what exactly is the reason why we want to turn on this dormant nuclear reactor?
I feel like I felt the plot was weighing on us. With that. Dr. Radish would genuinely be curious. And Roger eloquently pointed out in his Chronicles of Narnia quotation. What was your quotation, Roger? It's very poetic.
I can't remember exactly what it is. It's the one from The Magician's Nephew.
Yes, and wonder if you never did.
Strike the
what
bell
might
and bide the danger, or wonder till it drive you
make
mad.
Your choice. Make your choice. Adventurous stranger, had. Strike the bell and bide the danger, or wonder till it drives you mad. What would have followed if you had?
Well, exactly the same. That is why.
See, I was more of an Ogden Nash fan myself.
I mean, obviously, we don't know the long term consequences of the enormous alien battleship that emerged when we turned on the nuclear reactor.
Well, it turned out all right, didn't it?
So far,
17 million star systems are now going to have a passing ice cream starship.
I just felt I should raise that point because this seems to have more of a point to it than what we were doing. I think the arguments for doing this are stronger than the arguments for turning on the reactor were.
Well, it ultimately is the
benefit from that.
Although, right, didn't it? Nobody died.
We didn't quite realise it, but ultimately it was the points of the mission was to investigate this phenomenon.
Now I'm flashing back to Jim's Numenera game.
Yeah. So what
are we going to put someone in, or are we going to go home and, you know, what might have happened if you had?
Do the talk show circuit for the rest of your life.
You'll be on the gravy train.
What you do?
We can send everything we know to Bayern.
I assume you have already.
Yeah, in just a few short minutes. And, I mean, what, there's 30 people on this ship?
Somewhere between 22 and 26, depending on which specific bit of the game write-up you read.
Excellent.
Oh.
Well,
quality
if anyone...
There.
Quality, you know, editing.
I do get what you're saying about the risks, Mason. I don't know how we learn anything other than the scans we've already done. I mean, we can do the very slow and steady approach, scan every single node, look for any differences. I can't think of any further way of investigating what's inside them than what we've already tried.
But we could just not.
We could just not. That's
we could map them and leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What if we accelerated a rat to relativistic speeds?
A rat like that.
Can we call it Radish's relativistic rat? Then I'll be happy.
I don't think we could do that.
Can imagine people dropping a rat from orbit onto some poor site.
Problem is the rodent burns up in re-entry.
You might get away with it with a mouse.
Well, then it would just it wouldn't reach the velocity required to get through the atmosphere, I don't think.
Well, yes, but it would gradually shed speed. It might get very bored, not to mention suffocating.
Yeah, okay, yes, it would eventually plop onto someone's head. But I don't think we'd put a mouse-sized hole through the top of their skull.
Yeah.
Rodent relativistic weapons, not all they cracked up to be.
Is there anything obvious for us to investigate other than these nodes? I'm assuming Bayern's other people are doing some other investigations.
Yeah, I mean, the whole facility is making observations of, you know, baseline measurements of the cluster, close star observations, planetary observations. These things are all going on. Mm. And it's the deep cluster nebulae that are really... attracting the specific attention, because that's where the nodes seem to be happening.
Yeah.
Right.
So other than the nodes, there's no other obvious phenomena that we should definitely be looking at.
Well, that depends on what you mean by should. I mean, the exoplanet specialists are having a great time looking at the exoplanets.
Yeah, but, sorry, I mean us specifically in terms of what our characters know about the their job. Mm. I just want to check we're not blithely disregarding, you know, 7 options that you presented for things to investigate. It doesn't seem like it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're at a point where either someone else goes in or I go in again, or we kind
or
of...
both.
Or we end...
You go with somebody hand in hand and see what happens.
Well, they stay on the outside and they hold their hands.
No, you both go in.
Are you volunteering?
Do you both come out the same... Of course not. Do you both come out the same as you went in? Or do you come back out with the other person flipped and you flip back?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll need someone else to come in.
Bound to be some pillock of volunteer, isn't there? I mean, sorry, I was grasping for the scientific or at least non-insulting word there, but I couldn't.
Jethro, what's that I hear? You're volunteering.
Jethro will want to go in tooled up in enough armour to be qualifying as a spaceship all on its own.
Well, I'm certainly volunteering to go back in again, but I do take the point that I'm no longer entirely normal and may not be the most suitable experimental subject, but I'm still happy to go back in. Otherwise, I guess, give up and call it a day, and I write a book about it, which no one can read without a mirror.
Rigging up your word processor to handle that is trivial.
Yeah, but I need a new keyboard as well.
Yeah, just think of the autocorrect.
This is a post-Windows world, after all.
Just pick up the mouse. Computer.
I see you've been reversed to a higher dimension and wish to write a novel about it. Would you like some help?
Third one this week.
I think I am again slightly out of character. I'm slightly struggling with the... It seems... I mean, what Felix would like to do is go with Dr. Radish into the anomaly to see what happens.
Righto, then.
Out of character, I think I am slightly struggling again with the what do we get out of doing this.
When
because
we've already
what
done
you
it.
Got out of it is a subjective experience which we cannot analyse in any way.
Well, Felix, what we currently have is what's known as an N equals 1. And the essence of science is repeatability.
Mm-hmm.
I am incidentally assuming that the moment it became clear that there wasn't anything on the recorders, Radish basically did a whole "here is everything I remember" dictated to.
Oh
to
yes,
a video camera.
I will certainly. Yes, yeah, I'll do a TikTok.
Yeah, I mean two experiences. Yeah,
you can get a longer TikTok.
All right. Dr. Radish?
He screams as they drag him away. You can get a longer TikTok.
I'm happy to go back in. I do take your point, Felix, but currently we've had one experience. It may be my own personal mental issues.
You make a good
repeatability is crucial.
Then I am happy to be your partner in this return visit.
He asked me.
Get in the ship, would you?
Okay.
Okay, what specific sort of ship do you want to take? You could take... Well, I think you used a lander last time. Mm-hmm. You could use an EVA bug, though there really weren't only one crew. You could use one of the space planes. You could use individual spacesuits.
Something I can pilot seems like the correct choice for a pilot.
Okay.
Ideally, something where you can both see each other quite easily. So
in my subject,
not one behind the other or something like a fight.
I was unable, even with fairly foolproof technique of just reeling in a cable, I was unable to exit under my own power. So, Felix, that's something to consider with your piloting skills.
Simply in terms of actually getting the vessel into the anomaly.
We can always just bring you out at exactly the same moments that we brought you out before.
If we're tethering him, can we tether a space plane?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do that then. Why not?
Space plane it is. Yeah.
I'm just having flashbacks to Star Trek: The Motion Picture for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I think I would,
because it was so exciting,
instinctively opt for space plane rather than go in individual spacesuits.
Yes, it feels like a long film. It's probably quite
also
short.
Let's take some drawing equipment. Drawing writing equipment. Physical.
I media. Like your style, Phoenix.
I don't think
it will
work, but let's take an assortment
nothing
of things
I subjectively
and see if anything
experience seemed to occur. But yeah, I agree. Let's see if we can make some mark. I did pee in my space suit, and if that didn't make a mark, I don't know what else can. But
can we? I assume we don't have on the ship, but can we rig up something along the lines of a tattooing needle?
What?
Are we besties now?
The only thing...
How long do you think you've got in there?
The only thing which changed was Dr. Radish's body. The only thing that appears to be preserved are Dr. Radish's memories, which are in his body. Even if something we write on physical media does not survive...
All right, so maybe
whatever,
something that can, you know... burn into your skin would be quicker. A laser will be better than a needle putting ink in.
I mean, a biro to scribble on my skin with, you know, fine. But some options...
Skin needs to penetrate, I think.
And that's what I'm thinking. Some option an option for seeing if that works.
I reckon we could probably
just
make
cut our little fingers off. I mean,
like a sort of forearm laser printer. And, you know, a little keyboard on the top, you just type in what you want, and it will burn it into your flesh underneath.
I mean, I'm sure we can write a great deal here.
You're not going to be putting War and Peace on it, are you?
Yeah, just something to...
Mostly it will say, ow, ow.
Yep.
Felix plus Horace, kiss, kiss, backwards on my forearm.
Mm.
I take your point. Yes, some kind of physical damaging device.
It probably won't work.
Could we not have some coloration, like just dipping our hands in green paint or something?
We should do that as well.
But you see, again, that's sort of external.
See what works.
What I'm thinking is, if you have the right sort of laser, you could probably effectively suntan it on yourself, couldn't you? And if that's not going to work, we can just turn it up a bit.
Yes.
And even if it does completely burn your skin or arm off or whatever, that's easily fixable.
We take an assortment of tools that
might
be useful.
Sound like the sort of man
who's
enticing me into the Thunderdome.
So we want it so that you tap in what you need to the little control pad, and it operates several different types of devices.
Can it inject
so
a local anaesthetic at the same time?
Sharpie on a sort of pantograph
time.
That draws on
you. I know,
you're
losing resolution if you have an anaesthetic.
Okay, alright. Okay, ooh. Some kind of... Okay, so we want some paper of some kind.
Paper.
Some physical media.
Writing, you know, pencils, crayons, some kind of ink we can put on skin, something we can
laser
use it, get inside.
Dr. Radish was in a suit in the lander.
Mm. Mm.
Many of these things, particularly in anything that needs really fine dexterity, you're probably not going to want to have, at least have a suit glove on.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
just
I generally insist that my tattoo artist is not wearing a diving suit, for example.
And indeed that you aren't.
Oh. No,
you don't get your money's worth, you know.
Stay there. I've got this
10
chisel.
Years I've been going and I get terrible results.
Two more things I would like to try. Drink something like caffeine.
What a ridiculous hobby we have.
Yeah.
We're talking about going in both in diving suits trying to chisel our initials into our own forearm.
some sort of caffeine-like
substance, man.
To
science.
Yeah, look at the metabolization. And just make a small cut and see how... see if what happens in terms of healing.
Well, hang on, Felix. What if we... bleed out from a small cut? What if coagulative processes don't work correctly?
Small
that's
cut
what happens then.
Yeah.
I don't...
If it appears to be happening on the ship, you plaster it.
You're not going to... I mean, you're not going to bleed out.
I just... The worry is that time doesn't work quite the same way.
Mm. But,
well, presumably
I mean,
blood doesn't then.
If if it's well, that's the longer my, time inside, then point. You had time to do things. So I would expect that
well, I wasn't...
you would have time to plaster a small cut. And if it's the shorter
we've no guarantee
time,
that time will work the same for both of us. I might watch you rapidly bleed out and have no time to do anything about it.
Or you just talk to Gravel.
Except get you to just put your name on this on this document here. Just sign there. Yes. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I think it's too dangerous.
I think a cautery may be a better idea. Rather than anything that may involve bleeding, just to be on the safe side.
I was just saying, something that where it's the, you know, because the opposite of does something heal?
So you're going into the space plane packed full of devices for causing pain.
Yes, yeah.
Why does the sex rent involve us hurting ourselves?
So the aliens in there suddenly...
No, okay, it's all up
you've come for war.
I mean, to be fair, I don't want the pilot to bleed out. That is a very good point.
That's a good point, yeah. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so the space plane approaches the boundary and...
We are, again, attempting to record all this futile mode, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you can check the recordings as you go and verify that they are happening.
Well, I did that last time, didn't I?
Yes, you did. It starts off as before. You're surrounded by the golden glow, and then the perspective starts to shift around. This is to some extent familiar to Radish. It's not quite the same, but the general approach of there are things that suddenly appear and then grow and change shape and shrink and vanish again.
So what I would like to have been doing is at pre-agreed intervals in our subjective time, you know, we are writing something because that'll give us some idea of, you know, at what stage in the approach and the transition does anything stop. You know, we're
and
writing things.
It, are we to each other? Do we appear? I mean, I guess there's no, because it's all subjective, but does Felix to me appear to be reacting to me normally?
Yep. I mean, as I say, there are these distance distortions everywhere. Sometimes the cabin looks 20 feet wide. Sometimes it looks to be right on top of each other. But
if we speak to each other, does that sound normal?
I would note that you're not experiencing the same distortions.
Oh, interesting.
Huh.
So do our...
Same class of thing, but, you know, for one of you it might be extra wide, for the other it might be extra narrow at the same time.
Okay, so some differences in the subjective perceptual effect, maybe.
Is there any difference if we use radio chatter as opposed to sound?
No, not particularly, and that's pretty stable over this sort of distance, even a distorted version of this sort of distance. You see things like, you know, here is a, let's see, a large thing that suddenly seems to split into a bunch of smaller spheres that wave about, and some of them merge with each other and some of them split again.
And are we seeing the same visual phenomena?
Yes. Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Right. Interesting. Okay.
All right, I'll unpack
and that could
the
be
testicle
perceptual...
handcuffs and get the laser out.
Well, yeah, so there's a point at which Radish is looking at a glowing green orb that pulses with crimson spines and tinkles like a bell. And Felix is seeing a whirling mass of barbed silver dart-like shapes that flock like a school of fish and make a deep bass growl like an angry dog. But, you know, obviously this is fundamentally the same thing.
Yeah, same underlying principles, I'm sure.
Okay. And we are watching each other draw. If I say, okay, Felix, let's draw an X.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try something more complicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, probably a pre-agreed set of things that we are going to draw that we agreed beforehand.
And
you know,
even like
an
interactive game like Hangman or something where we're having to interact with each other.
Can we? Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Not, of course, cards against the Nazi. That was suppressed after the war.
I mean, not a moment.
Of it.
Yes, possibly.
Okay. Well, and how are we doing in terms of the progress of the journey, Doctor, compared to, you know, when you previously started encountering the...
Well, at this point, I was already trying to reel myself back and failing. Do we see anything like the Tree of Life, as I take it to calling it?
Similarly. But it's not quite the same. Radish, you get a moment of darkness and claustrophobia, and you can determine afterwards up that it's about the same time. Felix,
your cap has slipped down over your eyes.
Can see you apparently turned inside out. All your internal organs and muscles and bones are floating around you, inside of your skin.
Radish, you still with me?
Yes, I'm fine. Yes.
You're inside out. Are you inside out for you?
No.
Am I inside out?
It's dark in here.
Wait, I can't see very well. Can I hear very well?
I will very carefully attempt to touch some part
Don't
of
Don't touch
Radish.
My kidneys! Oh my god.
You try and put him in a bag or something.
Don't poke me! Oh my god.
Wait a minute, if he's turned inside out, you could put something in his stomach, then when he turns back, if he turns back the right way, it'll be there, won't it? He'll wrap back round it.
That's brilliant.
You could find out for sure if it's actually happened or just a hallucination.
The moment you make contact, he flips back to normal appearance to you.
You look normal again.
Oh, I can see.
Yes.
Why is your head
collapsible phenomenon?
Now, something we should have checked earlier. If someone tells me to raise my left hand and I do, is that the right hand from their perspective?
Are you going by the one that you think is your left hand?
Yes. If they say left, I will lift what I think is my left hand.
Yes.
Well, let's periodically check. You keep asking me to lift my left hand.
I've forgotten. Was it your left or my left?
It will always be
so
my left.
So scientific.
But wait, if you do the left hand, right hand rule, does it still work?
Lefty, loosey, righty. Yes, I've got a screwdriver.
No, that was the electromagnetic stuff I was talking about earlier.
Yeah. Does that still work for him?
No.
Okay. He's
doing a bit of maintenance earlier and accidentally unscrewed half the
ship. And we'll see if that flips back. That said, if we both flipped... You're not going to notice any difference.
If we flip to the same state?
Yes.
Yeah, if we both flip. Yeah, if I flip to the same state as you, maybe we'll notice some difference.
Yes, so keep checking.
So
now.
Many
we'll
things we should have sorted out and got in writing before you set off.
It's fine.
Event of me turning inside out, please do not stick your finger in my pancreas.
So we could have tested in many ways.
Well, let's try and go home now, Felix, shall we?
Yeah.
Head on back to the barn.
Well, do you want to exit or do you want to... Do you want to see if we can turn around and drive out of here?
Well, let's try it.
Let's try it. Let's see what happens.
You are momentarily distracted when the rear hatch of the cockpit opens and there is... there is a very bright light, largely surrounded by a mass of tentacles.
Right. Goodness.
Yeah, that is distracting.
Which are pulling in somebody you've never seen before.
Middle-aged
guy, quite balding.
From the outside?
No, from the cockpit. He's in the cockpit with you.
What?
Grab him.
Give me a strength roll.
No, you see, this is an alien that's fishing. What you see as a guy is actually bait, isn't it?
He's like the little worm on the end of the hook.
Okay, so...
Humans always go for middle-aged balding guys.
Two dice.
Yeah.
Which is good news for me.
Eight!
Okay, you can definitely hold him back for a bit. It's a really strong pull, though.
So, who are you?
Are we experiencing loss of pressure? Or did it come through the airlock?
No, I'm... As far as... You can tell that this thing is in the main cabin of the space plane.
Felix, are you seeing this?
And
are you seeing him?
It's come up to the hatch that separates the cockpit from the main cabin.
We come in peace. I can't say that without me we are here. This is a fact-finding mission from the Starship Entdecker. We wish to know who you are and who this is next to me. And it's pulling in this balding guy. Not that there's anything wrong with balding. Or middle-aged guys.
Just to check and understand, is it trying to pull him out of the cockpit into the rest of the ship or into itself?
There isn't really a distinction. The mass of tentacles is occupying the entirety of the hatchway.
I see.
Okay, so there isn't like a figure, it's just tentacles
poking
through.
It's not like, come on with me, laddie.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, hello?
Dr. King, tell them, Dr. King!
I think he's long gone, isn't he?
Do I reckon?
Tell me, we've got a Dr. King.
Not that one. Remember any Dr. King?
You've probably met somebody of that name. It's not an entirely unusual name, but
who are you?
Ultra Probe, Astrogator.
Write that down.
But who are you?
Ultra Probe. Get the crew Astrogator. Out. It's too late for me.
Well, we're the only ones here.
The tentacles tear him from your grasp.
Damn it.
Let's get out of here, Felix.
Pulls him through the hatchway and the hatchway closes.
Felix, I think it's time to leave.
I will just say that none of you has ever heard of a spacecraft or space mission called the Ultra Probe.
Mm-hmm.
The Ultra Probe. Did he have a futuristic hairstyle? Did he perhaps have his collar in
it
a different fashion?
Sounds like the sort of name that Radish would come up with for something that he wanted to do.
Yes, I think it would be a piece of medical equipment.
From your mind.
Let's...
No, it's an interplanetary vessel and a piece of medical equipment.
All right, Felix.
Let's see if we can, in
energize
fact,
while I relieve myself in my spacesuit.
Should probably write that down, I suppose. I try to turn the ship around.
Okay. The gyros say that the ship has turned around. The outside view does not seem to comply with this.
I thought this might happen.
But
we'll be pulling
really
you out of
reference points
set
in the outside
time anyway.
View. Sorry, I spoke over you, John. Go ahead.
Oh, no, so I was just saying that we're pulling you out at a set time anyway. So even if you can't make it out, as soon as that time clocks around, we'll find out whether we can pull you out.
Yeah, I mean, this is partly because the doctor tried to, and he could rotate the ship, but couldn't get it to move outward from his perception. So I want to see if the same thing happens with this different ship. Is it possible for
reasonable.
Us to fly back out of the phenomenon, or does that just not work in ways which we cannot quite process?
Yeah. According to the ship's instruments, the inertial platform, you are undergoing acceleration. You can feel the thrust of the engines. Probably you should be outside by now.
I'm going to drop back on the acceleration there. I don't think we're achieving anything useful. We've replicated the effect, I believe. Make a note. The same apparent phenomenon of either whatever it is happening with attempts to manoeuvre that Dr. Radish described.
That's Bayern over there. Inside the phenomenon with you, but it's unfolding. You didn't know it unfolded.
Do you see that, Doctor?
He's terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought.
Yes, ever since he was a small child.
Bayern, are you receiving?
I'm presuming we're not. Captain, somebody's calling for a cat, I think.
There's something that might be a carrier wave, but it's very distorted.
Yeah. No, that checks out. Okay.
But apparently the ship unfolds and the four spin habitats become one big spin habitat.
Interesting.
Brilliant.
Okay.
We're going to turn into Voltron in a minute.
Yeah.
In a knot.
Creative.
Okay,
I'll give it that.
Less brilliant.
I think I'm going to turn back around and attempt to head into the anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Before I do that, it's occurred to me probably a sensible thing to try. Let's just pull out a couple of hairs and stick them in a jar or something. Again, see if that persists.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever get outside this anomaly.
Sure.
But
while we're here, what are... So, of your end, int, and edu...
Mm-hmm.
Add up the two highest modifiers.
Okay, that's a plus 3.
And give me a roll with that.
Let's see if I can achieve something similar to the Doctor. Nice, don't you, John? Oh, I've rolled a 9. Okay, so that's a 12.
Yep, it's doing your head in a bit, but... Essentially, you're keeping a lid on it. And I think I'd probably better wait till Nick gets back for the next bit.
Yeah, that seems logical.
Yes, there is a very strange thing that happened here that strikes me as not fun, so I won't be doing it, but I'll talk about it later.
Not fun for a player, not fun for the entire crew to go through.
Not fun for the players.
Slightly surprising how often those show up in... I suppose if you're writing stuff for publication, you want to try and allow for different possibilities.
They usually show up in old Cthulhu adventures. You sit back and watch everything happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, later talk did a lot of that as well.
Mm.
Yeah, here are all these NPC storm knights we've established over the years, and the big final adventure was you get to watch these other guys solving the whole invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never did much with talk. Bits of it looked interesting, but it was just not my thing when it was coming out, and after it had come out, I just never got around to it. I mean...
It was a really interesting. I still think they were trying to pitch it as a universal system and doing this as a demonstration of, you know, we got the fantasy world, we got the cyberpunk world, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm. Almost a backdoor pilot for a universal system.
But it was Greg Gordon's design after DC Heroes. It's the same idea of doing everything on a long scale. But the adventure writing was just really fairly rubbish. I ran quite a bit of it.
It's very hard to write an adventure, I think. Well, I can write an adventure for me, but to write an adventure that's something, I think I would overwrite it terribly.
But also,
you've seen my attempts to write.
It's a world that has some very specific rules. Like, you know, in the living land, you cannot see more than about 60 feet because of the mist. And then, oh, you see a plane flying overhead.
60 feet overhead.
Don't worry.
So you have to assume that the
not on the space plane.
The mist is exactly at eye level for everybody, regardless of your height.
Mm.
If you just look up, you're okay.
So,
I can see it.
Yeah,
a few rules lawyers there.
So Radich and Felix both saw Bayern off in the distance, unfolding.
In the same way that I unfolded to Felix.
Not turning inside out, but the spin habitats, for example, all joined up into one big knotted spin habitat.
We felt it shouldn't be doing that.
Are we out of the...
I thought it sounded cool.
No.
Through the No.
No, basically, Felix flipped the ship and applied acceleration back the way you'd come. At least as far as the ship's navigation systems were concerned, the outside view did not noticeably change.
Mm.
And after a certain amount of time, which should have been enough to get you out, you weren't.
This is what happened to me, Felix.
That's why I was doing it. We were replicating your previous experience.
That's the whole point.
He's being scientific about
now
it.
Now what the fuck do we do?
Do you see the Bayern doing origami?
I do. Well, now, I never saw that before. I never saw... Actually, I didn't think to look back...
In anger.
Ouch. I never look back in anger, Mason. You haven't been to my anger rituals, have you? Anger rituals? I mean...
No, I love this. I love this.
I mean anger management workshop.
Get that goat out of here. I don't know how it came.
Well, it's more of an anger workshop, really. We just call it management.
It's anger at the management in a workshop.
But what you do see after a bit, something that Radish will recognise and Felix may recognise from his description of the branches of the tree that you're moving among.
This is it, the one tree.
They are glowing in various colours. It's not obvious if they have actual physical structure. Although they change in shape and merge and split and so on, they don't actually fade out of existence like the others.
Now, what's happening on our scanners when we can see this visually?
It's picking up the visible light from them. It's picking up some other things as well, and some things which can't really be classified because this sensor should not be going off at the same time as that sensor because they're detecting completely different things unless you're already dead, which apparently you aren't. Between the branches there
still
are
time.
Swarms of bright sparks that shift colour and size and dart between them.
That's what you described earlier.
Yeah.
Mm. Fascinating you're experiencing the same phenomena. Assuming, of course, you are, Felix.
Let's say the colours of the third branch along.
Now, Felix, it's time to reveal I've strung you along and I was a construct after all. You have fallen into... I'm kidding. It's me.
But at this point, you are both seeing the same thing at the same time.
Okay. We that's going well. Okay.
I will video it for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. Try and remember it.
Try and draw a picture.
Yes, let's try and draw it. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's burn it into our skin with a fucking laser.
I will
laser,
make a small dot
carve
in my
it into
skin
each other's
laser.
Foreheads with a scalpel.
Tattoo it on my scrotum.
You guys have seen Event Horizon, right?
We have a tiny, tiny little picture of it.
To draw a tiny picture into your brain.
A wrinkly little picture.
I was about to drift off into some kind of... The brain and the scrotum are very similar.
Very much depends on the person, you know.
More in some people than in others.
Float off.
But you're both getting the feeling of, yeah, this is still weird, but it does seem to be actually purposeful in some way.
Okay. Should we try and send out some flashes ourselves? I think I did this. I can't quite remember.
You did. You tried to. I think you tried to repeat the same sequence of patterns. Fibonacci sequence.
Yes. Maybe I did prime numbers before, but yes. Yeah.
Prime numbers. Yeah. One
less
of the
original than my idea, but yeah. It's fine.
Let's go.
Okay. I would like intelligence checks from both of you.
No. To remember the Fibonacci sequence.
to rig up some form of communication. If you feel you have some appropriate skill, I will allow
it. I've got linguistics.
How would that be of any relevance? I mean, really, goodness. Yeah, go for it.
Thank you.
I've got engineer.
Unfortunately, I've rolled a shit dick of cock. And so my total roll is 4.
You're using those American measurements again, aren't you? If you could stick to metric.
A large cock the size of a small cock.
That's a 9.
Mm-hmm.
4
no, sorry, that's,
in total.
That's an 11, because it's an in-roll.
Okay. I'm the one who's been ruining linguistics, you cheeky fuck.
I haven't, that's why I'm not getting
I'm afraid Felix's linguistics. Head fell off on the on the mission. I'm very sorry.
Right.
What an ass. And
so
don't mansplain to me.
So, you've probably just been doing everything backwards. You've got a handicap, don't forget.
That's a very good point. Thank you, Mace.
As far as Randish is concerned, Felix vanishes. As far good as Felix is concerned, Felix vanishes. You see is the Felix ship concerned? Receding from you. You do not remember leaving the ship, but you seem to have done so. And then and you're seeing it from all sides at once. You know, you can see the armor plating on the belly. You can see the plasma fusing in the reactor.
All of a sudden, you can explain the lyrics to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
And I will come back to you.
Makes perfect sense. You're on your own in the space plane. Felix. External scan. Any visual? Any sound? Use radio contact. Felix, was he in a spacesuit? We weren't, were we?
I don't think you can have been.
A space factory. No, not with what we were getting up to. That is not so.
No, you're probably just in your vest and pants, as if you'd forgotten to bring your PE kit to primary school.
Yep.
They don't make you do that anymore. They give you your own tracky bottomy.
Okay, and
an emergency tracky bottomy.
So this gets,
sorry, that's not an original joke.
Oh, it's very good.
This gets a bit split in terms of timelines, but as far as the people outside are concerned, the space plane reappears almost instantly. Felix is on board. Radish is
turn a cord.
I'll get back to you, Radish.
But hello, space plane. Everything all right?
Am I hearing this?
Yep.
Hello? Yes, we've just Where's the doctor?
Do you know, it's funny you should say that, because I couldn't help noticing that he's not on board. Did he voluntarily exit, or were you two having a problem?
I have discovered the problem, Roger. I've got two radishes.
One
in a folder and one
just
not.
Rigged up. We're just running through the Fibonacci sequence on a lighting device we'd rigged up. It's similar to what the doctor described on his previous visit. I had an experience of perceiving everything from outside, similar to what he reported experiencing.
Yeah.
And then I got your communication and perception of his normal.
Okay. I think you'd better dock, and we'll get you into quarantine and do some scans.
If you just
we'll keep an eye out for.
Do I look the same way round?
Well, that's why we're going to do some scans. Let's do this close up. I think
you're not noticing anything immediately weird, at least.
You can just hear the snap of Jethro putting on a rubber glove
on his powered armor fist.
Never takes that off, does he? I think one of the extra large marigolds.
I'm just imagining
skin frill around the top.
Well, the sort of power glove kind of thing, beloved of sci-fi. I'm just imagining it as one of those oversized foam hands for baseball.
Oh, right. No, I was picturing him as Fisto from Masters of the Universe.
One feels one would like him to be somebody who enjoys this job, probably,
but not too much.
Okay, let's. If the doctor reappears, is he going to reappear?
Not in the next few minutes.
In which case, I should have loitered here for a few minutes. I'm just worried about putting him at risk if I move the ship.
Well, you've already moved the ship. As soon as you came back into view, we could tell he wasn't there. I think you should perhaps dock, because if you're out there and he suddenly reappears, we're going to have to do something.
Yes, the reasonable argument. All right. I will attempt to fly back to Bayern.
Yep, This is a routine thing, no problem at all.
Okay, that it works.
Oh, yeah, it's quite routine to abandon your chief scientific officer.
Can we get a team ready to do a rescue of a man missing a spacesuit should he appear at the moment's notice?
In space.
Get him suited up and with some sort of, you know, pod or something. Because he's not going to be in the best of shape, is he?
Ooh, quick glance. Or any of the things I wrote or draw actually there?
No. Ship's consumables are as they were when you entered.
Yeah. I will pick up the closest recording device and start reeling off everything I can remember as I'm flying.
Sure. This is when you realise with horror, Felix, that no one else remembers Dr. Radish, and you've hallucinated him for the whole journey.
Who are you?
Oh, there is a lovely moment in Alastair Reynolds' book where they're pushing the very nearly light-speed drive just a little bit further. And there is an error state. And the way the drive resolves this error state is that the chief drive engineer... No, he can't have been the chief drive engineer. He died in an accident when he was a kid. And everybody knows this, except the one person who was close enough to the drive to remember.
Unfortunately, he's the chief driver.
And that's where you get the Red Kings. Red King powered FTL. let's move on from this concept.
Be intensive scanning and search operations, mm-hmm. but they do not reveal anything.
Okay. Do a quick basic check. Do I appear to be reversed?
No.
And not an automatic...
A thorough check of the ship, the boat that he came back on, doesn't reveal that Radish is actually there, but has been flipped into another state that's out of phase with us or anything, as far as we can tell?
No unexpected cold breaths down your neck or anything like that. Incidentally, right. I think
like Felix... if we electrify the whole thing, we don't hear an ouch or
I think Felix may be a little reluctant to open the cockpit hatch, but no, there's just the usual main cabin behind it.
I'm feeling slightly fraught in general after that experience. There's not, you know, a radish shaped outline in scorch marks on a wall or something like that.
Only if you put it there beforehand.
I should have done that while we were travelling out.
There's a dartboard with my face on it in the mess. Who's going to run my trust workshop? Felix.
I'm trying to repeat all the things that Dr. Radish...
Well, if the trust workshop involves people falling backwards into your arms while blindfolded, it's not going to go very well if you're not there, is it?
Yeah, Felix, you are reasonably sure that you're not being reversed.
Okay. I document this.
But everyone else has.
I assume there are not...
Relative to the ship.
I assume there are not two hairs in a jar.
No.
No.
In fact, they that's interesting.
Tell them about Dr. King.
Are they still on your head? That's the question. I think the answer is no. They've gone somewhere.
What?
Oh, now maybe you're going to come back, but Radish has been combined with those two hairs in a Brundlefly sort of way.
Oh.
we just keep looking at you going... Have you got something on your forehead, mate? I think it's an eyelash.
I've got something in my throat. I'm sorry.
So, I've got to tell you.
My pancreas.
One of the experiments on the ship.
A hairy pancreas.
How did you bruise your pancreas?
I have the constant sensation that somebody's flossing it.
One of the experiences on the ship was the hatch to the cockpit suddenly opened. There was something outside reaching what I can only describe as tentacles. Not really organic, I would say, but just that sort of structure. Did it seem to be an energy thing?
No, they seemed like... Perhaps more like tree branches, but they were moving around quite a bit.
Okay. Branch-like structures reaching in, grabbing a man who had appeared in the cockpit at that precise moment, as far as I can tell. We managed to cling on to him long enough for him to say he was the astrogator of a ship called Ultra Probe.
Really?
Get the crew out. It's too late for me. Can you run a check for any record of a ship by that name?
Sure, yeah.
I would describe him as much as possible.
Never mind the computer records. There is probably at least one person on the flotilla who is a fan of obscure space history trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And they still can't. No.
Hmm. Okay, so... assuming it was human, and isn't just a bizarre, you know, parallel or opposite evolution or something. No, that would seem to be a hallucination.
A specific one. See, a lot of the phenomena that I saw and that we were perceiving very odd.
Sorry, who saw?
Don't you bloody...
Sorry, the light's got a bit dim in here.
A lot of them seem to be just visual distortions, or could be explained as visual distortions. Mm-hmm. But whereas that was a very clear physical, normal physical experience, apart from the tentacles.
It was a normal physical experience.
A middle-aged, balding bloke appeared in the cockpit. It wasn't a weird.
It's quite normal,
you know, folded space.
And is this
thing.
Middle-aged balding bloke in the room with us now?
It felt
okay.
Well, it didn't feel like a dream state. I would say the experience.
But did it? I mean, you were talking about the seeing the ship. Folding or unfolding? Did that seem like a dream state, or did it seem like you were actually witnessing it?
Ooh, Roger?
It looked like actual observation, as far as you could tell.
It felt logical and connected. There was none of the fridge logic. Looking back on the experience, it was a coherent set of experiences.
Right. So the two things seemed as real as each other.
Yeah.
So they could both be hallucinations.
They could both be hallucinations, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were just very different types of hallucination. Uh-huh. So, I mean, either way, they're all very peculiar. Talk about, you know, attempting to fly back out of the anomaly and so on.
Okay, and because I don't think it's particularly productive to end things on a cliffhanger. Things carry on. I mean, you're still searching for Dr. Radish. There's no sign of him. Dr. Radish, something really bloody strange happens, and you could feel your mind doing its best to forget it. You are in a slightly warm, cramped space surrounded by humming electronics.
Is there a way out of the warm, cramped space?
A hatch opens near your head, and a face looks in. It's one of Bayern's security crew. What the hell are you doing in there?
Dear fellow...
Who are you?
You
bloody hell, it's Dr. Radish.
That's right.
Put some trousers on and get out of there.
You are still wearing the clothes you had on.
They
haul you out
of what
turns out to be one of the avionics bays aboard Bayern.
So I'm on Bayern now.
Are there any bits of ship superstructure penetrating his body?
No.
Okay.
He hasn't hastily hidden when the security man came in.
This is 5 days later.
Oh, I'll get out as soon as I can. I seem to
think we need
have bruised
to
my
out
pancreas.
If he's the right way round.
We'll get a message to Entdecker, please. They'll be worried.
Well, they
does anyone recall a crew member called what was it, Doctor What?
to be party music.
They will check your fingerprints and do a quick DNA sample. Well, Well, no, we don't have any. Oh, right, there's this old record that seems to match. But that's been marked as obsolete.
Wait, which way round am I? Hold up your left hand, good man.
Give me a checkbook.
Wait, was that your left or my left?
No, wait, solve this. Hold up my left hand.
But I hardly know you, sir.
Thank you very much indeed. So that was baffling.
Yes. Fun but baffling. All right.
I will see you all
next week.
Again.
Bye.
Bye.